So we say this Kriya Shema, we're supposed to say Kriya Shema during Karbanos. What exactly is the meaning of such a Kriya Shema? We're going to say Kriya Shema later on. So Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah rather, just assumes that we're saying this Kriya Shema, but adds in a point. The Tov Lomar, he says it's better to say, by Shachris, after you say Shema Yisrael in Karbanos, to say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Yolam Va'ed as well. Why? Sometimes Chazan is going to schlep. You're going to end up saying the real Kriya Shema after Zman Kriya Shema, and you're going to have to be Yotze with the Kriya Shema that you said during Karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed in the Kriya Shema by Karbanos, it's not a real Kriya Shema. It's just Sipur Dvarim Baum. It's just like reading from the Torah. So therefore, he says you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso in that Kriya Shema, so that the Kriya Shema that you're saying in Karbanos can cover you in case the real Kriya Shema is past Zman Kriya Shema. So that's why we say this Kriya Shema with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Omed, to cover us in case we miss Zman Kriya Shema.
But we're davening so early that it's not
says the Mishnah Berurah, the exact next point. Well, one second. But only do the shtick, only have in mind to be Yotze with that earlier Kriya Shema, if you think, or if it's likely, that you're going to miss regular Zman Kriya Shema. But if you're davening at 6 o'clock in the morning, that earlier Kriya Shema that you're saying in Karbanos is not only worthless, it's negative. Why? Because the ideal way of saying Kriya Shema is with the brachos and before Shemon Esrei. So if you have in mind to be Yotze by the Kriya Shema by Karbanos, and there's no need to do that, then you end up messing yourself over for no reason. So are there any other options?
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
How are you being Yotze if it's only Shema?
So that's a great question. How are you being Yotze if you're only saying Shema and the first paragraph? You have to. So some say, well, really, you should say all three paragraphs in Karbanos. Some say, well, at least you're Yotze one aspect. You may not be Yotze the Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect of Kriya Shema, but you're Yotze the main Kriya Shema, which is either the first pasuk or the first paragraph, according to some Amorim. You're right. You at least get something. You get something.
But when we're worried about the Zman, we say all three parshas, like on Shabbos.
Correct. So you really should say all three parshas, according to this, if you really are worried. But says the Bir Agra, it doesn't help. The Vilna Gaon says this is ridiculous, because he says you shouldn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. You never could be Yotze with the earlier Kriya Shema, he says, because the Vilna Gaon holds, says the Bir Halacha, at least one thought of the way to explain this Bir Agra, this Vilna Gaon, is that you need to say the brachos. So if you could say all three paragraphs in Karbanos, it's not going to do anything for you. You're not doing it in the Seder, in the order of the proper way Kriya Shema should be said. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon suggested, don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Vimvod. And if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, and I believe I heard this from Shechter Shlita as well, you know what the Vilna Gaon used to say? By Karbanos, ready for this? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He didn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Because if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, maybe you really are Yotze. And that's ridiculous, because the main Kriya Shema is supposed to be with the brachos later on before Shemon Esrei. So he would go out of his way not only not to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Omed, he wouldn't even say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He would just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and this way avoid the whole problem. And therefore, it's really the Kriya Shema that you're saying in Karbanos. And what's the point of it? I don't really know. I guess it's just a minig that we say it, but don't think that it's actually doing anything of any importance for Kriya Shema.
Why did he avoid Shema Yisrael?
Why didn't he say get rid of that? Echad? I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess it's easier. Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad makes more sense than saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Okeinu, right? Then you got to stop. So Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad at least, is a phrase, a quasi-phrase. Comes along Rabbi Kiveger and says something absolutely radical. He says, La'aniyaz daiti, in one line he says, it appears to me, if you're afraid, Shatzibur Yavruzman Kriya Shema, what should you do? Yichavin b'derech tinai. When you say the Kriya Shema by Karbanos, have a condition. That what? Im Yavru, if we're going to miss Kriya Shema later on, Yayotze b'zeh, I should be Yotze with this first Kriya Shema. Vim lo Yavru, if it's not going to pass this man, in other words, I'm going to make this man, lo Yotze b'zeh, then I'm not Yotze b'zeh. Make this condition, this deal with God almost. You know, it depends what's going to happen. I'm not sure the Chazan's getting up there. Oh, no, you look at the Chazan, it's the guy who always likes to hear himself sing, and you realize it's 20 minutes before Krishna. Who knows, the guy's going to fetch it out. You're going to miss Krishna. You don't know, maybe he's going to, I don't know, maybe he's in a rush today, and he's going to go a little bit faster. You don't know. So you make this tonight, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The problem is that number one attack on Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the Das Torah, the Marashtam, he says, I don't get it. He says, you can't do a retroactive Yotzei by the Araisa mitzvahs. That only works. We only say Breira, that you could think of things retroactively for the Rabbanans. This is a biblical commandment to say Kriya Shema. You can't say, oh, I'm going to say Kriya Shema now. I don't know if I'm Yotzei or not. I'll wait to see how much the Chazan fetches it out, and then I'll determine if I was Yotzei or not earlier on. So that doesn't work by Daraisa.
The Torah doesn't count?
It doesn't count for Kriya Shema, not for Kriya Shema. It may count for other things, but not for Kriya Shema. Number one. Number two is, we know there's one of the hardest Gemaras, Maseches Kedushin, which you could probably spend 5 hours trying to explain, or 10 hours, or 15 hours, but we'll say it in the 4-second version of it, is that every condition needs to be doubled. It needs to be a Tanai Kafel, which means that if I miss Zman Kriya Shema, then I'm Yotzei. And you have to think also, if I will make this Zman Kriya Shema, then I'm not Yotzei. You have to say like both parts of the phrase in order to be a valid condition in halacha. There are also some other rules in Maseches Kedushin about how to make a tanai. So he says every Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Beryl, Shmerel, and Chaim is going to get up there and he's going to make this condition. He has no idea what he's doing. That's one of the hardest sugyas in Kedushin. You're going to mess it up. So therefore, he says, you can think you're doing this condition, but it's not really the halacha condition. However, the Chazan said, well, maybe you only need to make those conditions when you're doing a business deal, or a mitzvah, which is between Adam and Chavero, like a deal between us two. When it's between us and God about Kriya Shema, maybe we don't need to say these conditions. Two more points to end off with. Number one, the Chazan was Mechadesh, that you only need to make this condition one time in your life. You don't have to make this on a daily basis. You could say it right now, every single time that I'm davening a shul or they're kvetching around and I'm going to miss my Kriya Shema, then I want my Kriya Shema and Karbanos to be Yotzei. And if not, I don't want it to be Yotzei. You make it one time, you're fine. And even if you didn't stay for the shir, some poskim say, you're still the Tanai works, even if you don't think of the Tanai. Why? Because that's probably what you intended. You're a good Jew. Why would you want to do anything opposite than the best way? So probably when you said it in Karbanos, you didn't even come to the Chabura. You don't know what to do. But still, you probably had in mind that you wanted to do the right thing. The right thing was only to be Yotze in Karbanos if you are going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. Final point, and this is above my pay grade, but a Kabbalistic, I'll just share with you the Kabbalistic idea brought down in Piskei Tshuva and other Sfarim, and Ishei Yisrael cites this as well, that Ruach Tuma doesn't leave a person in the morning, according to the Zohar, it's Tameh, until you say Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema has 248 words, the person has 248 limbs, and therefore, the reason why we say this Kriya Shema early on, now you'd have to say all three paragraphs, Kriya Shema, is to get rid of this Ruach Ra. Second thing is the Arizal says, when you say this Kriya Shema, in Karbanos, Alpi Zohar, you should have your eyes open. I think what he means is you don't go Shema Yisrael like that. I think so, that's what he means. And therefore, I'm not sure why, but it's Alpi Kabbalah, because it's not the regular Kriya Shema. Piskei Tshuva just leaves us with a question. Let's say you want it to be a real Kriya Shema. Then should you close your eyes? Should you not close your eyes? I don't know. The Minhag Olam, if you look around, there's people who close their eyes and they say Shema Yisrael. I think, I don't know. We'll do a study tomorrow. People say Shema, do they? I'm trying to think if I do. I can't even remember. Right? I think in the morning, I think you could say Shema Yisrael. I think you close your eyes. We say it so quickly by Karbanos Halavai, if we actually say it properly, that the question is, should you really close your eyes? Not probably. It's better not to, unless you want to be Yotzei with this. Point is, it's a very cryptic Kriya Shema. To sum up, the best thing is to do is don't miss Zman Kriya Shema.